So Moses says, "Yo, Azor lemoitzi shem minolan, Rebbe Loza Omar miloistelech rochul." The regular law of Lashon Hara. Torah says, "Loistelech rochul." Don't go around talking about people. That's the law for Lashon Hara. So Ross, what's Lashon Hara? What you said about your wife? If you're full and you're saying bad about your wife, you're giving her a bad name that she lived with another man after the kedushin. That's mamash Lashon Hara. So from the regular law of Lashon Hara, that's how the husband gets malchus here. That's the Azara. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Mivinishmarte, Mikol Dovara. Supposed to watch yourself from anything bad. In other words, Kol Dovara means Dibara. Don't say also the Nazara for Lashon Hara. Don't say any Dibara, bad words. Here you're saying bad things about your wife, you get, that's the Azara, that's the love. Rashi v'chol mokim shenemar hishomar or else pen or else vi'al is einu ela loisasei. All these things mean a loisasei. So v'nishmarte mikol dovara, v'nishmarte means watch yourself, it's a lav if you do it. Now the Gemara says, v'rabbi eloza my time aloyama my high. How come Rabbi Eloza that says from the pasuk l'selach rochel, how come he doesn't like the second pasuk of Rav Nosson? What does he learn from that pasuk? V'nishmarte mikol dovara says watch yourself from dibara. So he answers, "Ohu mi boiler l'derev Pinchas ben Yoyer." This pasuk of Mishmartim Mikol Dovara doesn't really mean dibara, bad words, but it means like what Pinchas ben Yoyer says. The darsh is the pasuk of Mishmartim Mikol Dovara. You should watch yourself from any bad thing, which means Mikan Amre Pinchas ben Yoyer Al Yaharu Adam B'Yoyim. A person should not think about znus, think about a fremd lady throughout the daytime. And will make you become a Balkari at night time. So that's what it means. Nishmarte mikol dovara doesn't mean lashon hara, but it means watch yourself not to look at znus. Don't think about ladies. Rashi l'kru Rav Pinchas mesech davar zara shlo yahara biyoyim viovel yetum v'alayla tesamach leikiyah b'chayish. The next pasuk talks about a person that's moitzi zera levatola. So therefore, that's what the pasuk here also means. Watch yourself not to look at znus. So therefore, where's the pasuk for Lashon Hara from Moshe Shemra? From the first pasuk of Melos Telech Rochel. Now, Reb Nosson, my time Eliyama Mahai, how come Reb Nosson doesn't like the first pasuk of Melos Telech Rochel? And the Gemara, who azor lebezdin shlo yehirach lezeh v'kosh lezeh? He learns this love of Melos Telech Rochel is not talking about Lashon Hara. Melos Telech Rochel means Bezdin has to be careful when they talk to the two people. They have to talk the same language to both of them, and not to be nice and lenient to one, and to be harsh upon the second one. Rashi Rach Lezev Rochel Loshen Rach Lisiya. As if to say Rochel means don't be soft upon one and harsh upon the other one. That's the Azar. So that's what the Pots is talking about. Therefore, from Leselach Rochel, we do not know Lashon Hara. Therefore, Maitzishem Lashon Hara is from the Pasuk, Mivineshmarte Mikol Dovara, he says it means Dibara. Don't talk any Dibara. Now, what about Lo Yom Ali Yedim? Let's say the husband did not tell the Yedim to come. Like we're talking about now, Yedim came and told Bezin this Nara had Znus, and later comes out that the Yedim were lying. She did not have znus. She did not have, this arusa did not have znus. Now let's say, lo yom al yedim, the husband did not start it off. He did not go and hire these yedim. He didn't tell the yedim to come to speak. Lo yom al yedim, but lo yom al yedim bo veiduni. But the heim yedim oisam eleim, but rather two yedim by themselves came and lied, and came to Bezin to say, you should know, we know about this lady, she had znus when she was an arusa, when she was married, she lived with another man. The locker is, who ain't a loika? The husband does not get malchus in such a case. V'yena noisin meyis loyim, who adin, the husband does not have to pay the kenas. Since the husband did not tell the eidim to do it, but the eidim came themselves, that's not the pasha of Moshe Shemra. There's no kenas and there's no malchus. Now he, v'zaymim eho, she, and in the case we have eidim zaymimim, we'll soon see that means that she's clean, and another eidim say the first eidim were like liars, is maktim l'vaisaskila. She and the Edom Zayimim both get killed. For the Gemara, how could that be? You can't have both of them, one or the other. For the Gemara, he was a male, so like, how could you have both? If she gets killed, then the Zayim, there's no Zayimim. Then we're believing the Edom that she has Nus. And if we kill the Zayimim, that means that she's clean. So how do you kill both of them? What it means to say is, Elo, oi he, oi Zememeho, Matim Lubeis Askila. It means to say either one of the two, either she, or else, the Edom Zoyimim go to the Beis Haskilah. Now, the Diyak here is Taima. Why doesn't the husband have to pay Knas? Or why doesn't he get Malchus? Taima de Layom Alehu. Because he did not tell the Edom to come to say the false report that his wife had Znus. Ha'om Alehu. But Mashma, if the husband went and told his Edom, come to Bezdin and say false Edus for me that my wife was Mizana, Afagad de Layak Rinu, even though the husband did not pay these Edom, he only told them to, Mashma, then the husband would have to pay the Knas and would get Malchus. In other words, as long as the husband told the Edom to do it, that's when you have the Pasha of Meitzi Shemra, the husband gets Malchus and Knas. If so, La'afu came in the Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Titani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Ein Chayiv, when is the husband Chayiv, if he lied, to pay the Knas and to get Malchus? Ad Sheyisker Edom. He has to hire the Edom. Not only does he tell these false Edom to come and say the false Edom, but he has to pay them off also. If he first paid the false Edom and then they come to Bezdin, then the husband gets his Malchus and gets his Knas of 100. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So this Bryce says, Mashma, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Here it's Mashma, the husband is only put if he didn't tell them to come. But if he just told them to come, then he gets the Knas. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara? How does he know that the husband has to hire the Edom? That the husband put false words there about his wife. You should not put neshach ribis, don't put interest upon somebody. Mar lahalin mom, just like over there it means money. Is afkan money, here also means money. Loisesimon olav neshach means don't make him pay interest, don't make him pay money. There also was some law lilas devarim. The pasuk says that the husband put upon his wife false words. That means some that he hired the edim to say the false edus. So the parsha of edim of Meitzi Shemra is only where the husband hired the edim to say these false edus. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak vechein Tani Rav Yosef Tziduni be Rav Shimon ben Yechoi that asya sima sima. That's like a pshat. We learn out the gzeirah shava sima sima. That it means the husband has to hire, pay money to have these false edus. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah has a shout like this. Sochron bekarka maho. What's going to be if the husband hired these edim, but the pay is not going to be in cash, but it's going to be in karka? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda maho. Kiva de meribis gomar. Since you learn out the word sima that means money from the pasha of interest, kesa vayechubinan. To have a metaltlim, could have sieved linyan ribis. Just like by ribbit, the parsha is talking about kesef or oichel. It's not talking about karka. So maybe here, oiduma lamamunu the gomer zereshav afilu mekarkoi. That's the shaila. That even though ribbit is only talking about kesef, but so what? The main zereshav is that it means money. What payment? Even karka maybe. So that's the question. That we learn out sima from ribbit, does it mean you have to pay the edom only like cash, like metaltlim, or maybe even karka is also good? It's a shaila. What about the pachas m'sheva pruta? Let's say he pays the edim less than m'sheva pruta maho. What's the locha? Is it a pasha of Meitzi Shemra or not? So, or el shenayim pruta. He paid the two edim both together pruta. That's also like a pachas is a chatzi pruta to each one of them. But together it's worth a pruta maho. What's the locha? So that's the shaila. Since you learned out from ribbis, so you have to have, just like ribbis, you have to have mamish mamin. Mamin worth a sheva pruta. Or else no. It's only a limud that he has to hire them. How much money? That we don't learn out. Any bit of money. Seatak it's a raya, it's a chakir and achreinim. That's what we always say, chatzi prut is potter. Is it the pshat? It's not called money at all. Chatzi prut is like zero. Or else no. Chatzi prut is called money, it's called something. Just for payments is always a svara, it's mechila. So you don't have to pay back a chatzi pruta, because we always say a svara, the person is moichlet. Like he doesn't expect you to pay him, he's moichel the money. But really, a chatzi prut is called money. Like here's Mashma, a chatzi prut is called money. That's why we have a suffix. If the husband paid the edim, only a chatzi pruta, lemaisi gave the money. So maybe that's enough. Or else, no, since you are now from ribbus, ribbus is only with a sheva pruta, maybe you also need a sheva pruta. Boy Ravashi, hoitzi shemra al hanesuyin harishayin maho. Let's say the husband... Rashi al Nisun Rishayim Konsav Lahitziya Shemra, the Girsh of Yazira. Let's say husband first married his wife once, and they didn't say anything, and he gave her a get, and then he remarried her. and now the second time is being Moisi Shemra on the first Nesuyin. Mahu. Is that called Moisi Shemra or not? Al Nesuyin Yochiv. Let's say a case where your brother died, the Kaparsha of Yibum, and you'd be Moisi Shemra now that she was Nizana when she was by your husband, by your brother. Mahu. Is there a Pasha of Moisi Shemra here or not? Or else maybe no, maybe Moisi Shemra is only the first time you marry your wife. Or for this time when you're marrying her now, you have to be Moisi Shemra now. That this Eretzin, this Kedushin we just had, are Moisi Shemra that you live with another man after I married you now. But maybe what happened before, or somebody else's Kedushin, your brother's Kedushin, there's no passion. So he says, Poshut Miyuchad, I can answer you at least one. Tetoni Reb Yoina. Pasuk says, as biti nosati lishazeh. So we darshin lozeh v'le liyofim. That the passion of Moisi Shemra only applies by your wife. But not by your brother's wife. Not Leila Yovam. Trashi and Yovam Shreitzi Shemra Nasi Yochid Bechlal Pasha Zul Litton Tainas Vesulim. The Kopon, you see here, the Pasha of Moisi Shemra does not apply where your brother died. And now his wife is the Yavama, falls to you. And now the brother wants to be Miyavma, he's Moisi Shemra Al Nasi Yochid. There's no Pasha of Moisi Shemra. If the Yovam is lying, he doesn't have to pay her Kanas or pay, get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, my Rabbonin. Or my Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Where's the Machlokes Rabbanan and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Like we had before. About whether the husband has to first be boil his wife and then be Moisi Shemra or not. Titani, we learned like this. Ketzar Soy Shemra. How is the case when the husband says false about his wife that he gets Malkus and has to pay the Kanas? Boil of Bezdin, he has to come to Bezdin. The Yomer, he says, Ploini Loy Mitzos Lebitzchem Sulim. The husband says, I didn't find with my wife Psulim. Im yesh edim shezin satachtov. If he has edim that she was mezana after the kedushin, yesh lo ksuba mona. She gets a ksuba $100. If at the Gemara, im yesh edim shezin after edim that she was mezana after the kedushin, zin satachtov, yesh lo ksuba mona. So she gets a ksuba vaskili. She gets killed. What kind of ksuba here? If the husband has edim that she was mezana with another man after the kedushin, she's a vaskila. So come, this is what the Brisa means to say. Im yesh edim shezin satachta b'skila true. If edim says that she was mezana after the kedushin, she gets killed. What about zinsa mikara? If edim says that she was mezana before she got married to you, so she's not a zayin, she's not a soita, she's not also to you. Is yesh la ksuba, she deserves to get a ksuba mona? Hakoponim, you have to pay $100 for the ksuba. The husband married her, gave her a ksuba, now he wants to give her a get. So the Edim just says she was Mizana before she married you. There's nothing wrong with that. She's a Basula, that's all. She got the Ksuba of $100. Nimsa Shemra, let's say what the husband complains that his wife didn't have Basulin, that she lived with another man. We come out late and prove it's not true, that the Isha is still a Basula. She never lived with another man. Nimsa Shemra, he only said false. Nimsa Shemra, Eino Shemra, Nimsa Shemra ain't a Shemra. If the Shemra he said is not a Shemra, nor what he said for, what he said that she was Mizana is not true. She really was not Mizana. Is who like her? The husband gets Malkus for this. For Nisain Mayasil, and he has to pay the Kanas $100. Bain Bol, Ben Le Bol. Whether the husband lived with his wife first, or whether he didn't live with her, and right away he went to Bezdin to complain that my wife was a Saita, she lived with another man, and now we prove it that he's lying, then he has to pay the money. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Amino, Lo Nemru Dvorim Alolu Elikishabol. The Pasha of Moisi Shemra that the husband has to pay the Kanas is only when first the husband lives with his wife. And then he comes to Bezdin to complain that she was a Psula. She was a Bula. She doesn't have Psula, she lives with another man. And when he comes out, the husband is lying, that's when the husband has to pay the Kanas. Mor says, Bishleim the Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, Hainan just said, that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says clearly that first the husband lives with his wife, the Yekra of Aleha, and he was close with her, and then he's Moisi Shemra. So the Pasuk is mashma clearly, first the husband has to live with his wife, then he's Moisi Shemra. Elul Rabbonin, Mayu Bo Aleha, the Yekra of Aleha. According to the Rabbonin, that there's a Pasha of Moisi Shemra, even if he doesn't live with his wife first. So what's behind the Pasuk? Ubo Aleha, the Yekra of Aleha. So it means like this, Ubo Aleha, Bialilus. Just means the husband comes with complaints. That's what it means. Not that he lived with her. Just he's coming to Bezdin with complaints. And he comes and says bad things in Bezdin. He says he knows the way she was Mizana with another man last week after the Kedushin. According to Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, that the husband lived with her last night. So it's good, the next day he goes to Bezin and says, I saw that your daughter, knows my wife, didn't have Sulim. How do you know it? Because she lived with her last night. So you could tell by living with her, like a Pesach Pesuach, that she doesn't have Sulim, you can complain this. Ela the Rabbonim, according to the Rabbonim, that the husband did not live with her, so how does he know that she's a Bula? How does he know she doesn't have Sulim? El the Rabbonim, my le matzosi lebitcha b'sulim. What does the pasuk mean when the husband says, I didn't find b'sulim with your daughter? How does he know it? Teretz is, lo matzosi lebitcha kishore b'sulim. I didn't find your daughter, my wife, like other b'sulim. In other words, kishore b'sulim, Rashi says, Eidim shiyizumu, o yachishu eselu, the yachshira is bitcha l'b'sul gemura. In other words, the husband is coming, not that he lived with her, but the husband just has Eidim, saying that this girl, your wife, lived with another man. So that's the husband's complaint. I have Eidim here saying that my wife lived with another man. And there's no Eidim Zemimim coming and saying that these two Eidim are false Eidim. Since there are no Eidim Zemimim here, so all the husband has is two Eidim saying that his wife lived with another man. That's Pshat the Pasuk. Or when the husband complains, Lo Matzos Lebitcha B'sula means through Eidim. Loved after that he lived with her. He didn't live with her, according to the Rabbanim. But he knows it through Eidim. Tumor says, Bishleim of the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Haina, this is what the Pasuk says, V'eila B'sulei Biti, that when we say the husband is false, we like prove it to say no, she's still a B'sula. Ela the Rabbanim, my V'eila B'sulei Biti, but according to the Rabbanim, it's not he doesn't know whether she was really a B'sula or not. Not what he's saying. It's only because he's Eidim. See, what do you mean to say, how could we say she has Sulim if he has two Eidim saying that she was Mizana? There it says, V'ela, V'ela, K'sharei B'sulei Biti. What it means to say is, we have Eidim Zoymimin. We have two Eidim saying that those first two Eidim that are saying that your wife lived with another man are false Eidim. They didn't know the Maisa, they weren't there today. That's what the Pasuk means. When we say back to the husband, V'loi Metzosli, when we show the husband V'eila B'sulei Biti, doesn't mean we're proving she has B'sulim. Because the husband doesn't know it by himself. He only knew it through two Eidim. So how do we prove that he's wrong? When we have Eidim Zemimim, we have two new Eidim saying those first two Eidim that you had were false Eidim. So again, there's no proof whether the husband really had to live with the first or not. Bishlem L'Rev Lazar Ben Yaakov Haino, this is the Pasuk says, U'Parshu Asimla, that while we show the husband that he's wrong, that she does have Sulim. Elo Rabboni, Mayu Parshu Asimla. It's a Lagloshim, we uncover clothing as if like show him that she has Sulim. But according to Rabboni, he's not saying that he knows. He doesn't know. He's only saying that he knows Eidim. So how can we like prove it? Amar Rabavua, Pirshu Mashe Somla. Just means we explained to him what he said. Kiratanya. Or Pirshu Asimla. That's what the Pasuk says, like uncover the clothing. What does it mean? Not that we really show that she has Sulim. But rather, Malamed, it comes to teach us, Sheboyim Eidim, Shel Zer, V'Eidim Shel Zer, Ulberi Mesadov, V'Kesimla Chadasha. Like the husband has two Eidim saying he knows his wife was Mizana with another man. We have now two Eidim saying no, she was not Mizana. So Pirshu Asimla just means, Bezdin now listens to these two Eidim, and we'll see which one of the two is telling the truth. So it's not a question whether we take her and look at her whether she's a psula or not. The question is just which one of these two Eidim is telling the truth. Is the second Eidim saying the first one was Zaymimim? Then we believe the second one. That's what the Pasuk means. Kesim l'chadosha. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov Oymed, Dvorim kichsovim, no. The Pasuk means the way it says it. Sim l'mamish. Like mamish uncover, like to show the husband that mamish is still a psula.
Right.
Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yaakov Bag Yuri Mishmed Rabbi Yechin Sholach Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Bar Rabbi Yaakov Bag Yuri Mishmed Rabbi Yechin Afagash Loi Mitzino B'chol HaTorah Kula Shecholak HaKosev Ben Bia Kedarko LeBia Shloi Kedarko. All over we say Ben Iznus, whether the man lives with the lady at Bia Kedarko in the right place or in the back in the other wrong place, it's always the same halacha. She becomes awesome. Lamakas liyanshin. Always you say what? You get malchus if it's chai b'lavin, they get chai b'kris, whatever it is. Avo moitzi shemra. But in the case where the husband is moitzi shemra about his wife, there's a difference. Cholok. The what? Ein chayiv ad sheyivol shloi kedarko, v'yoitzi shemra kedarko. It has to be that the husband lived with her, shloi kedarko, and the husband is moitzi shemra that another man will live with her, kedarko. So Rosh Hashanah, who's this go like? Ikarabon and afagad loy bol. Rabbanim say Bechlad husband does not live with her. Ikrav Lazer ben Yaakov, Idividi Kedarka. He says the husband has to live with her also Kedarka. What kind of pshat is this? The husband lives with her Shalai Kedarka, and he's much ashamed that somebody else lives with her Kedarka. What kind of man yom is this? According to Lazer ben Yaakov, Idividi Kedarka meaning. Ella, what he meant to say is like this. Sholach Rav Kano, Mishmeid Rav Yechnan, Eino Chayiv, the husband is not Chayiv, the mouth, the Knas, at Sheyivol Kedarkoi, until like Rav Lazer ben Yaakov, that first the husband had to live with his wife in a normal manner, and then V'yotzi Shemra B'Kedarko, the husband also is Moitzi Shemra, he paid the Yedim to say false that she lived with another man Kedarko. That's the Pasha. And now we find out the husband is lying. We find out those first two Edim. Well, fourth Edim, Edim Zimimim, that's when the Torah says the husband gets Malkis and doesn't have to pay the Kenas. If the husband did not live with his wife first, like Reb Lazer ben Yaakov, then there's no Pasha of Mamin. About Malkis, that was the Machlokes in the Braisa before, whether you have to get Malkis also or not. Our co-pona for Mamin with Paskin, you only have to pay the Kenas if the husband first lived with his wife. And then he's Moitzi Shemra, he has to Edim that she was Mazana with somebody else Kedarka. And then we prove him false, that's the Pasha, the husband has to pay the Meyer Kesef. Alright, we'll stop here.